Sunday, Ches Tammuz, Reb Chaim Leib Daigle, Mincha Times.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to speak about the right time to daven Mincha. The Mishnah says in Brochas, it says, Tefillas HaShachar HaChatzos. The latest time for daven Shachar is Chatzos. That means doesn't mean you can daven shacharis till chatzos. It means that you have to daven before the soif siman tefillah. But if you miss that, you can carry on davening till chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Adal Shos. Yehuda says until 4 hours. Now, in fact, the halakha is that Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can daven until 4 hours. The Tanakhama says you can daven until chatzos. If you pass them out both of them, the chatzos you have to daven by 4 hours. But the Eved you can daven until Chatzos, but you must daven before Soif Zaman Tefillah, which is 4 hours, as we pass on the Rabbi Yehuda. Tefillah is a mincha to Erev. Mincha is until Erev, till evening. And Rashi says it means chasheicha, till dark. Rabbi Yehuda imad plaka mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's till plaka mincha. Tefillah is a Erev, ein lo kva. Marev has no fixed time. Shel masofen kol yoim. Most of time is all day. If you tell him about Zion Shas, if you just says until 7 hours. So we're going to deal with the times of Mincha. The Gemara says in Brachos that Kofav on the base that Rabbi Shuba Levi says that the Mincha Tefillah was instituted to take the place of the Korban Tomid. So the Korban Tomid is the afternoon Korban, and Mincha takes its place, it represents it. So if we want to know anything about the time to daven Mincha, we have to understand the time for bringing a Korban Tomit. So I'd like to explain some of the times that are relevant to davening Mincha. What's the earliest time to daven Mincha? Now the earliest time is Mincha Gedoila. We know about this time from the Mishnah in Pesachim, which says, the beginning of the fifth perek, it talks about the time which you bring the Korban Tomid. Usually the Korban Tomid is shechted at 8.5 hours, and it's brought up at 9.5 hours. But on Erev Pesach, which falls on a Shabbos, you have to bring it earlier. And therefore, you shecht it at 6.5 hours, and you bring it at 7.5 hours. You can only shecht the Korban Tomid at a time when you're allowed to bring it. So therefore, the earliest time to bring the Korban Tomid is 6.5 hours into the day. When we say hours, you divide the day into 12 parts. So an hour is for sure the money, a seasonal hour. It's different all year. It's a different length of time. It's not always exactly an hour. But you start from the beginning of the day, which is also questionable when the day starts, as far as this is concerned. Does it start at Alois HaShachar? Alois HaShachar is when it starts to get light. Or does it start at Honeit Tachama, sunrise? But however, wherever it starts, you divide the day up into 12 hours, and 6.5 hours into the day is the earliest time to daven Mincha. So some opinions hold that the earliest time to daven Mincha is actually half an hour after midday, even if it's less than a seasonal hour. Exactly 30 minutes after midday. But whatever it is, that's the absolute earliest time to daven Mincha. You can't daven Mincha earlier than that, because you couldn't bring the Korban Tomid earlier than that. Now, the main time of bringing the Korban Tomid, the main thing of the Korban Tomid is when you actually put the blood on the Mizbeach. That is called the Hakrovas HaTomid. And that most days of the year, that was done at 9.5 hours. And therefore, that's the ideal time for Mincha. It's 9.5 hours into the day. It's called Mincha Katana. Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours into the day, which is the best time to daven Mincha. However, some Rishonim hold that it's just as good to daven it from 6.5 hours onwards, which is Mincha Gedoila. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's better to daven Mincha Katana, and 9.5 hours into the day, the ideal time to daven. Now, Plaka Mincha, which we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can only daven Mincha until Plaka Mincha. Plaka mincha is. It's plag means half, halfway through mincha. Mincha, we paska means mincha katana. Mincha katana starts at 9.5 hours into the day. It ends at the end of the day, which is 12 hours. So halfway through that is 10 3/4 hours into the day, and that's called plag mincha. And that's the latest time you could have a mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah and Brachos. Now, we need to try and understand the view of the Chachamim. When Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can daven mincha until plak mincha, it means that after that time you can daven mariv. As soon as mincha time finishes, mariv time starts. So the earliest time you can daven mariv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is plak mincha, which is the latest time you can daven mincha. Now, what is the latest time you can daven mincha according to the Chachamim? That is a rather complex subject, and we're hoping to try to understand when this is. And so, understand that we want to explain when does the day finish. When does a day finish? There's two points that a day might finish. Because there's Shkia and there's Tzitzit Kechovim. Shkia is sunset. Tzitzit Kechovim is when the stars come out. Now, once the stars are out, three medium-sized stars, it's certain that it's night. That means for all halakhic purposes, it's night. And it's not day anymore. According to any opinion, even according to like a comment, you can definitely can't daven mincha then, and you can daven marid then. The question is the sofek time. We now there's a certain point in time when it becomes uncertain whether it's day or night anymore. Now, when is that time? There's two gemaras that discuss the time. One gemara is in Shabbos. Daf lama dalad on a base, and the other gemara is in Pesachim. Daf sadi dalad on a aleph, and they say different things. So they seem to say completely different times. The gemara we're going to be following here, the ben hashmoshes that's mainly accepted in halacha. There's something called ben hashmoshes to Rabbi Yosi as well, which is a very very short time. It's when two stars are out, it's Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yosi, and three stars are out, it's night. But Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yosi is not the time of Ben Hashmoshes, which is generally accepted in halacha for most things. We're going to deal with the other Ben Hashmoshes, which is the mainly accepted Ben Hashmoshes. The Gemara in Shabbos says that this Ben Hashmoshes, the length of it is the length of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, which is 1,500 amas. Now, how long does it take to walk 1,500 amas? It's usually assumed that it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, and therefore 3/4 of a mil is 13.5 minutes, which means that 13.5 minutes after sunset is night. Or you can look the other way, 13.5 minutes before night is sunset. Whatever way you're going to look at it, it's that the entire period of question is only 13.5 minutes.
Where did you get this
1,500 amas? Because the Gemara says that the length of time it takes to walk 1,500 amas. That's how long it is when it's the sofek. Until then, it's definitely day.
Why 1,500?
There's nothing special about about that particular number. It's just that's just a way of working out a period of time. They didn't so much have minutes in those days. Minutes hadn't really been invented. They worked out time by how long it took to walk a certain distance. Although they did have hours, but you didn't have minutes. So if you find the earlier sources, you don't find minutes mentioned. You always have to try and work things out. Thirds of an hour, quarters of an hour, or the length of time it takes to walk a certain distance. Now, so the Gemara. So what we can conclude from the Gemara in Pesachim, in the Gemara in Shabbos, is that there's 13.5 minutes between sunset, halachic sunset, and halachic night. There's no other sophic about it. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Dal Damar Aleph, says completely different. The Gemara there says that the length of time it is between sunset and night is 72 minutes. It doesn't say 72 minutes, it's the length of time it takes to walk 4 mil, which 4 mil is 8,000 amas, which according to our assumption, it takes 18 minutes to walk 2,000 amas, then it takes 72 minutes to walk 8,000 amas. In which case, we're dealing with 72 minutes after Shkia being night. Now, they seem to contradict each other, these Gemaras, and how can you possibly reconcile them? So a number of answers given, but the three main answers that are accepted in the Halacha are the answers of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Goinim, and the Vilna Gaon. So we're going to start with the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's two Shkias. Now that means that when the sun sets, when we see the body of the sun going down, that is called the first Shkia, but it has almost no halakhic significance. The halakhic Shkia is the second Shkia. And the second Shkia is 13 and a half minutes before Tzeisik HaChomen, which will be 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia. So this means that there's no significance in the first Shkia, but there is a significance with the second Shkia. The second Shkia is not something that you can really notice by looking at it. It's a certain degree of the sun going down, and it's a certain stage towards getting dark. And when you reach that stage, then it's a sophic when it's day or night. So according to this answer, the actual sophic is only 13 and a half minutes. When are the 13 and a half minutes? The last 13 and a half minutes before nightfall. What is the first Shkia for? It doesn't have hardly anything. All it does is it helps us work out when the second Shkia is. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that the time is 13 and a half minutes, that means 13 and a half minutes from the second Shkia till night. And when the Gemara in Pesachim says that the 72 minutes, it means 72 minutes from the first Shkia till night. But that has very little halakhic significance. There is an important significance regarding Korban Pesach, though, because the Gemara in Pesachim says that you can't bring the Korban Pesach after Shkia. It's clear it means the first Shkia, because the Gemara is trying to it's working out times which it's described just before in Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis regarding the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach can only be brought until the first Shkia. But besides that, we'll see what other differences there are. But mainly, it's the second Shkia that counts. Now, the second answer is the answer of the Goinim. The Goinim answer that the only Gemara that's accepted in the Halacha is a Gemara in Shabbos. It says 13 and a half minutes. The 72 minute answer is not accepted at all in Halacha. Therefore, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is night. So that was kind of the opposite side of it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you go the last 13 and a half minutes. The last 13 and a half minutes is a Sophic. According to the Goinim, it's the first 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. You go to the very beginning of the very, very first 13 and a half minutes. You say those 13 and a half minutes are Sophic. After that is night. According to that, night is much earlier. You have to understand how you can consider it night at all. Because it's not really that dark. So in some places, it is a bit dark by that time. But the Vilna Gaon, he has another answer, which he answers that there are two nights. There are two times when it gets dark. So he also agrees with the Goinim that it's the first 13 and a half minutes after Shkia where the Sophic is. Once you get to 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's night. But that only applies at the equinox in Eretz Yisrael and Bovel. But any other places have to be worked out according to the degree of darkness, which is the degree of the sun below the horizon. So let's imagine, I don't know the exact number of degrees for the Vilna Gaon's night. Let's imagine it's 5 degrees. 5 degrees, the sun below the horizon, is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia in Eretz Yisrael at the equinox. So the whole world, you're going to look at 5 degrees of the sun below the horizon. That will be considered night according to the Vilna Gaon. What's the second night? The second night is called Seis Kolah Kechovim, when all the stars are out. That night doesn't have so much halachic significance. It's the first night that has the main halachic significance. So halachically speaking, there's two main understandings of this. One is that Bein HaShemoshes starts 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, and it finishes 72 minutes after Shkia. And the other opinion is it starts at Shkia, and it finishes 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. And according to the Vilna Gaon, it's actually going to be much later in England or any other northern country, because it's always the degree of the sun below the horizon. And there it's its role at that time in the equinox. Now, as I understood this, hopefully we'll be able to now understand the latest time to daven mincha. Now, Rashi says you can daven mincha until night. Now there is a question here. We have to until dark. He says, "Atal erev" means until atchal sheikha, until dark. Rabbi Yoina says something completely different. He says that you can only daven mincha until shkia. And based on this, he quotes the Gemara in Tzvachim. The Gemara says in Tzvachim, it says, "Omer Rav Yitzchok bar Abudimi, minay ledam shenivshul b'shkia sechama." How do you know that the blood of the korban tomei becomes possible at shkia sechama? Shenemar, as it says, "B'yoyim hakriva zivcho yeochel." The day that you bring near the korban, it should be eaten. "B'yoyim shato zveach ato makriv." "B'yoyim shi ato zveach I ato makriv." The day when you shecht the korban tomet, it's the same day you're makriv it, that you bring it. Makriv, here it means to bring the blood next to the mizbeach, which is called hakrova, bringing it near. The day you shecht it, it's the same day you bring the blood near to the mizbeach, and the day you don't shecht it, it's not the same day. It's not the day that you bring it near. What do we learn from here? I mean, you might think you learn from here that you have to bring korbanos in the day, but we definitely don't learn that from here, because we learn that from a different pasuk completely. The pasuk says, There's a different posuk that the Gemara learns out. They have to bring korbanos in the day, so therefore we're not learning from here. They have to bring korbanos in the day. So what are we learning from here? So there's two main pshatim on this. There's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds we learn from here that the korban tomid or any korban you can't bring it the next day, even if you put the blood on the mizbeach overnight. In which case you might say it doesn't become possible. You can't sprinkle it the next day. It has to be sprinkled the same day. Rabbi Yitam learns a completely different rule. He learns that you have to sprinkle the blood of the korban tomid before the first shkia. As you remember, Rabbi Yitam holds that for most dinim, the first shkia doesn't make much difference. Because the sofek, the question of whether it might be dark, which is the beginning of twilight, is only at the second shkia. But still, the first shkia is the latest time for bringing the dam atomid, the blood of the korban tomid on the mizbeach. And later, after that, it's possible. That's a special din here, because we have an extra posuk about the blood of the tomid, but shkia is specially designated as the latest time for it. Now, based on this Gemara, the Tamidei Rabbeinu Yoina in Brochas say that you have to daven mincha before shkia. They don't actually say the first shkia, but majority of Achronim understand them to mean that, including the Shkash Shagas Arya, the Netziv, and the Mishra Bura. They understand that Rabbeinu Yoina means the first shkia, and it's based on this Gemara. He understands the Gemara like Rabbeinu Tam, that when it says shkia here, it doesn't just mean the end of the day, like it often means. It means the first shkia. Even though it's definitely still day, you can't daven mincha after that time. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah's view. It's possible to interpret Rabbeinu Yonah differently, say that he holds it means the second shkia. The Mishnah Berurah does suggest that, but the majority opinion of the understanding of Rabbeinu Yonah is that he holds you have to daven mincha before the first shkia, not necessarily because it might be night then, but because the mincha, as you mentioned before, represents the korban tomid. The korban tomid can't be brought after that time, then you can't daven mincha after that time. Now, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't indicate anywhere that he holds that you have to daven mincha before shkia. Even though he says what he says about the korban tomid, if anything, it's implied in a number of things he says in different places in Brochas that you can daven mincha after shkia. So why does Rabbeinu Tam not agree with Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah says that you can only bring the blood of the korban tomid until shkia, the first shkia. Rabbeinu Tam is the one who says that in Zvochim, and yet he doesn't hold that you can. He doesn't hold that you have to daven mincha before shkia. So, one answer given to this is by the Netziv. The answer is that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold that the blood is possible b'dieved after shkia. He only holds that b'dieved it's possible after when it might be night, at least sofet night. Even though it's Mizoraisa, it's not absolutely possible. And since it's not absolutely possible, it's not absolute night. And Mincha is Midrabonim, it's not Mizoraisa. And you can carry on davening it as long as it's not absolutely possible, but the effort. Of course, according to that, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can daven Mincha after Shkia. At least before his own shkia. We don't know what he holds about davening ben hashemoshes, because we have to. Now we've found this opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah regarding davening mincha before shkia, based on Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of a Gemara and Zvochim. We now have to look at three possibilities as to when the latest time for mincha is. It could be the latest time is shkia, the first shkia, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. It could be the latest time is the second shkia, because once you get to the second shkia, it's sofik night. And the second shkia is something which Rabbeinu Tam holds of, and many Rishonim hold of. We mentioned the Vilna Gaon and the Goyim don't hold of the second shkia. They hold only of the first shkia. But Rabbeinu Tam and many, many Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and almost all the early Achronim all hold of the concept of the second shkia. And which means they may well hold that you can daven mincha until the second shkia. The question is if you can even daven after the second shkia. That hopefully will deal with the question after the second shkia. But it's clear that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can daven mincha at least till the second shkia. Rashi also seems to say that, because Rashi says you can daven mincha until dark, ad chashef, it says in the Mishnah and Brochas. And that's very unlikely he's going to call the first shkia dark. We don't know what Rashi holds about the first shkia, really. We don't know how Rashi answers the question between the two Gemaras that we mentioned earlier, that Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim were dealing with. But Rashi presumably holds you can daven at least till the second shkia, if not later. The Vilna Gaon holds you have to daven before Shkia, before the first Shkia, and he holds you can daven Maariv after that. Rabbeinu Yoina also seems to hold that. He holds that, because as we saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maariv time starts when Mincha time finishes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that's Plaka Mincha. The Gemara says you can either hold that Rabbi Yehuda or you can hold that the Rabbonim, which means you can either daven Mincha until Plaka Mincha and then Maariv after Plaka Mincha, or you can daven Mincha until night, or whatever night means, and Maariv after that. Rabbeinu Yoina says that the latest time to daven Mincha is Shkia, so therefore you can daven Mincha till Shkia, Maariv after Shkia. Now, there's a Maimonus in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. He says that the minhag is to daven mincha rather late, almost when it's already getting dark. The minhag is to daven mincha when it's nearly dark. Why is that? If it's true that the blood of the korban toma can only be brought shul shkia, he seems to hold, it's like Rabbeinu Tam, that the blood of the korban toma is only till shkia. So if that's the case, then how can you daven mincha so late? He says, well, we don't paskin like that opinion. We paskin like the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi holds it corresponds to the Ketores, and the Ketores is brought after the Tomid. So even if you assume that the blood of the Tomid is brought at the first shkia, but the Ketores is brought after that, and mincha corresponds to that, and therefore the minhag is to daven mincha later, as corresponding to the Ketores. He asked the question, there's a Gemara in Brochos that says that there were the many people who davened Mincha just before night, the latest time you could possibly daven Mincha. But in Eretz Yisrael, they cursed these people. They said, cursed be people who daven Mincha so late, because if you daven Mincha so late, you might daven too late. So he says, then why, asked Rabbi Hagos Maimonus, why do we daven Mincha so late? He answers, the reason we daven Mincha late is because we stop davening when it's clearly not properly dark. And therefore, since it's clearly not properly dark by the time we finish, that's acceptable to daven at that time. The chatchila.
If it's a mitzvah,
yeah.
Surely, it should be a bigger mitzvah to daven mincha as early as possible.
Why do they daven mincha so? It's not clear they daven mincha late because they wanted to. It could be just they finished their work at that time.
Maybe the time on the thought
leave
the door would be a better time
than the tunnel because but if you want to bring exactly the same time, bring the korban tomid, and you gain by doing mincha katana. Now the question is, are you allowed to daven mincha bein hashmoshes? We spoke of bein hashmoshes. Whenever bein hashmoshes is, are you allowed to daven mincha at a time which halakhically is bein hashmoshes? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't entertain such a possibility. He says, no way. He says, many times he says you can't daven mincha bein hashmoshes. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, you would never guess that. Shulchan Aruch, he speaks about the time of mincha. He says, at halayla, you could have a mincha till night. Night appears to mean night. That's what, if you read the Shulchan Aruch as it seems, you can daven mincha till night. Which seems to mean you can daven mincha bein hashmoshes. Mishnah Berurah says no. The Mishnah Berurah says it means only till bein hashmoshes, not during bein hashmoshes. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Shulchan Aruch means that you can daven mincha bein hashmoshes, and the Torah also holds that, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. And it fits much better in the simple understanding of it. The question is, why should you be allowed to daven mincha bein hashmoshes? You have to daven mincha at a time which is definitely day. Surely you should have to daven when it's day, because it's a day tefillah, it's not a night tefillah. How can you daven when it might be night? So the reason is, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's because mincha is mitrabonon, and a tefillah derabonon you're allowed to daven the Tefillah Derabbanan at the time of a Sofek, because of the rule Sofek Derabbanan the Kula. A Sofek about things with Derabbanan, you're allowed to go lenient about it, and therefore Spinach Shmoshes is a Sofek, whether it's night or day. The latest times daven Mincha is only Derabbanan. There's no Dechiv Derises daven Mincha at all. And therefore, according to that opinion, you could daven mincha bein hashemoshes. But as we said, that the Mishapura doesn't consider that as even a possibility. It's certainly better than daven mincha before bein hashemoshes. There's no particular tefillah as deraisa. The concept of tefillah as deraisa. There are no particular tefillah as deraisa. So therefore, what is the latest time to daven mincha? If you want to go according to all opinions, you daven before shkia, you'd be okay. According to the majority of opinions, you can still daven until the second shkia. The Mishapura discourages that, but some hold you have to daven before the first shkia. But most opinions are you can daven until the second shkia, and that was the minhag in most places until before the Mishapura was accepted. To daven even after the second shkia, which definitely ben hashmoshes, is questionable. It's not certain whether you can do it or not. Now, Belzer Rebbers, they're known to daven mincha very late. In fact, they daven mincha later than most people consider to be night. They daven until 96 minutes after shkia, which is an hour and 36 minutes after shkia, which is the stars are out all year at that time. What makes them daven so late? They definitely hold you can daven bein hashmoshes. If they don't hold that, then there'd be nothing to talk about. They hold you can daven bein hashmoshes. But why are they daven so late? The reason is because there's a Kabbalah concept that mincha is a time of din. And the later you daven mincha, the weaker the din is going to be. And therefore, Belzer Rebbers, they daven very late in order that they should weaken the din. They hold that you could, that Sofet Derabbanan and the Kula, you can daven bein hashmoshes. Where do they get 96 minutes after shkia? It should be up to 72 minutes after shkia. So that they get that because we mentioned that the length of time it takes to walk a mill is 18 minutes. Some people say it's 24 minutes. If it's 24 minutes, then the length of time it takes to walk 4 mils is 96 minutes. Right? 96 minutes? I think so. And therefore, they daven until then. So, there's a well-known story published in the book about the Belzer Rebbe escaping the Churban, where it deals with a time where the Belzer Rebbe met the Chofetz Chaim, because they both had to intercede to the Polish government in Warsaw. And they were meeting, they were discussing things, and the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law was with him. And the Belzer Rebbe, as expected, he wasn't in a rush to daven mincha. And the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law kept trying to hint to the Chofetz Chaim to daven mincha. But he didn't stop. He carried on with the meeting, didn't daven mincha. And so eventually the Belzer Rebbe says, time for mincha now, and he daven mincha. And the Chofetz Chaim daven mariv twice. Secretly, and his son-in-law asked him, "Why? How can you daven Maariv twice? Because if you miss the tefillah, you're allowed to do the next tefillah twice, but only if it's a oinus, if it's an accident, something unavoidable. But you chose to daven mincha late. I was reminding you to daven. You chose to daven mincha late." And he said that the kavod of the Belzer Rebbe, to give him cover, it's an oinus. I can't not give him cover. I have to give him cover. And I can't disturb him in the meeting. Therefore, it was an oinus. I could not daven earlier because I had to give cover to the Belzer Rebbe, and that's an oinus. And at that time, the Chofetz Chaim was at least 40 years older than the Belzer Rebbe. And you see how much he respected him. and how much kabod he had, even though he was so much older.
Go ahead.